Okay, it is 6 o'clock. And we are on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. I don't know how to pronounce this. I guess we're halfway down the wide lines. It says Kihishkus Kobasar, the middle of the line. The beginning of the line is Blua, the end of the line is Amar Rabbi Yechonon. Kihishkus Kobasar is Darki Alaretz, all flesh had corrupted its way on the ground. Amar Rabbi Yechonon Melamed Sheviu Behema Al Chaya V'Chaya Behema V'Akoyel Al Adam V'Adam Al Akoyel. They engaged in bestiality between themselves and animals, and they also bred different kinds of animals together, which is against the Torah. The Torah does not want interbreeding of animals, and they engaged in that. Amar Abba Bar Kahana V'Kulam Chazru. All the animals returned after the Mabul to only breed with their own kind naturally, because as the Gemara will explain later, the human behavior affected the animal behavior, because humans were engaged in bestiality and did not respect other people's wives, and did not, two things. A, didn't respect other people's wives, and second of all, engaged in bestiality, it created an atmosphere, an environment of tumah that affected the animals as well, which they started off by interbreeding animals, and then the animals maintained it on their own. After the Mabul, the animals naturally do not interbreed, only if people force them to do it, but they don't naturally do it. But the only bird seems to be that hung on to its old way is the Tushlami, or the Tushlami, or whatever way you pronounce that. That's the bird that seems to maintain its infidelity, more than infidelity, I guess, maintain a tendency to breed with other animals, with other birds as well. What's the Tushlami? So Trashi, Makulun Chazul is Daviki Minehem, that they bred with their own kind. Chutz mitushlumi, oifu, this is a bird, sha'ayikos adayin tarvisra, that holds on to a lot of bad, sha'mizdavigim akayel, that breeds with everybody. Tushlumi oif echad, m'sektos chulun gabi shemayin esveikis isa, it's listed as one of the birds that the Gemara Chulun says we don't know are kosher or not. It says over there, v'harnuna tushlumi umardai, these are three of the eight birds. Darkish alayis oif larviya kohabriyais, and that bird likes to breed with any creature. The end of all flesh has come in front of me. Now, over here we find ourselves in a little bit of a difficulty, and that is that Rashi tells us that the Mabul came about because of Avodah Zarah and Shfichas Damim. Rashi says, Avodah Zarah and Arayas. Whenever one finds the word Hashchasa, Rashi says, that means Avodah Zarah and Arayas. Yet, the Pasuk says, that there was stealing going on. There wasn't. So the question is, what caused the Mabul? Which Avera caused the Mabul? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Kihishchus Kobasar is Darkai, Rashi interprets the word Hishchus as Avodah Zarah and Arayas. Yet the Pasuk itself says, Kates Kobasar Balufanai, Himola Aretz Chamas Mitnayam. So the question is, how do we reconcile, how do we put together those two statements? Now we read this Gemara, the Gemara says, V'yayim HaShem L'nayach Ketz Kabas V'od L'fanayt, Am Rabbi Yechon Bo Rei Kamigodla Kekos Shul Chamas, the power of Chamas, Shardor HaMabu Obru Al HaKoyo V'lei Nechtem Aleim Gzardinam, At Shepashti Yidei V'gezel. They transgressed everything, but the Gzardin was stamped, was sealed by the fact that they were over on Gezel. So there's different opinions. I will go with the Mizrahi's opinion that says that the degree of punishment was determined by Avodah Zarah and Arayas. But the degree of punishment and the actual deciding to do the punishment, meaning once the punishment was unleashed, so to speak, the degree of punishment was driven by Avodah Zarah and Arayas. However, had there not been Zela, then the punishment would not have been unleashed, because the fact that that personally, between themselves, they got along and they respected each other would have saved them from this terrible punishment. The fact that they stole from each other caused that there was a need for punishment. And once there was a need for punishment that they're not saved from, the degree of punishment is determined by the fact that they stole. The Marsha himself, that's the Mizrahi. The Marsha has learned that Gzela kept Tfila from working. But Azar and Arias exposed them to great punishment, but they would have been able to daven. He says that before there's a chasima, Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts Tfila. Once it's sealed, Tfila's Yachid cannot change the Gzera. That's the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that once a decree has been sealed, it takes a rabbim to change a gzera, a yachid cannot change it. What sealed it, that it no longer can be subject to davening, was gzela. The punishment came, that's how the Marshal learns, punishment came for Avodah Zarah and Arayas, the sealing of the punishment, that they're no longer subject to change by tefila, was done because of gzela. Again, the Mizrahi learns, similar but yet different, that the punishment is only because of Zela, that's why they cannot avoid a punishment, but the degree of punishment, the unleashing of such a severe punishment, was driven by Avodah Zarah and Arayas. That's how the Mizrahi learns. Rashi, that's Rashi, no Rashi. Now why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so nakbid on Chamas? So the Ramban says, because Chamas is something they should pick up on their own. So what we call a mitzvah sichlius. Meaning, even if there would be no command in the Torah not to steal, one should come to the realization that something that should be there anyway, because of you can't get along with people, if Zayla becomes permissible, everybody will be stealing from each other. In fact, I saw a chat, I forgot from whom, that he's bothered why it's called Chamas. We usually refer to Chamas as when you steal and pay for it. Zayla is when you steal and you don't pay for it. Chamas is when I come to you and I say, I'm buying that, you say no, and you say, yes I am, and you drop the money and take the item. That is called Chamas. And the Torah calls this Chamas. So they said they were stealing from each other so much that each one claimed they were only stealing back what was stolen from them. It was game like, so they viewed it as Chamas. You stole from me, I steal back from you to pay myself back. And it's the way it kept on going, and they just kept on stealing from each other, and nobody remembered who stole first, who stole second, and how much did they steal. But that's why the Torah refers to it as Chamas. That's what, why someone in the Mepharshim said. That's the Gemara Baiter. Seven, it says, Hachamas come lamata. Hachamas come lamate resha. The Hachamas robbery or stealing has come into a staff of wickedness. Lay mehem, not from them. But lay mehamainam, and not from, Rashi says, from their children. I'm sorry, lay mehem, not from them and their children. Yeah, lay mehamainam, not from their children. But lay mehem, and Rashi translates in, v'loy mehem hem means, and not from the multitude, v'loy b'no behem, and no one is yearning to return. No one is trying to do tshuva. I don't know how Artsko translates it, but that's how Rashi and Eev translates it. But Rashi, shezaka v'chamas atzme kamako, the chamas came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a staff, meaning the malachim, the Mepharshim explained, whenever a person does a sin, creates a malach, and that malach came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you know, it's time to collect the debt that's owed because of me. Vayin v'chamas kam l'mata resha. Loi mehem, ein t'halus le behem, v'loi b'amoinim, v'loi b'maso'im. Rashi here seems to say not in them, not in their multitude, and not in their, maso'im means their burdens. Mehem em astri b'laz, which I don't know what it means. I don't have the Likute laws here that translates what astri is. But Rashi here says it means the multitude. Here Rashi seems to say it means their burdens. Noach was included in the decree to be wiped out by the Mabul. The Yadamah learns that that's because a plague, like Rashi calls it an Andro Musia, meaning a general plague, affects both Rishayim and Tzadikim. There are punishments that are given that individuals need extreme big merit to be pulled out of. And because there's a punishment, there's a Midas Hadin, and the Midas Hadin is on the area because of the whatever punishment they deserve. Sometimes the punishments are directed individually, and sometimes the punishments are so bad, the Averis are so bad that they create a Midas Hadin that affects the whole world. And even people who are not going to get that punishment, but because of the Midas Adin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts being very exacting in his requirement, and even people, tzaddikim, can be affected by this Midas Adin. So Noach would have been under this Midas Adin, El Shemata Chayim Be'ene Hashem. Hashem found grace, meaning he was saved not through his own merit, but by grace of Hashem, that he was pulled out and saved from this general destruction of the world. Which means meaning even Nayach was included in the original Zerah, but Hashem, in his own grace, in the grace of Hashem, saved him. Again, some learn because somebody had to be around to reconstruct the world, and the Rabbani Shalom decided that Nayach would be saved. Pashtus, you learn, claim means no reason, just decided that Nayach was pulled out. Now, obviously, he was the biggest tzaddik in the generation, so it wasn't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like picked anybody out, picked the biggest tzaddik, but even he would have been included normally under such a gzeira, given the fact that the world would have been destroyed, so Hashem saved Nayach. Rashi ki nekantim ki asisim v'nayach smuchim darish. We are dashing the juxtaposition of the psukim. Vayinochem Hashem ki osa sa'odam v'aretz. Now, the question is, what does Vayinochem mean? Does Vayinochem mean Hashem consoled himself, or he regretted? The word Vayinochem can be used as in nichum avelim, consoling, or it can be used in as Vayinochem Hashem al ra'ah shedibar lasis v'yamoy, which means lashon of regretting. Now, when we talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu regretting or consoling, we're only talking about how it manifests itself to us, not that it really happened, because we're not going to get involved in the question of Yedi and Bechira, but we're just going to leave it alone and say that it either means it manifested to us that he consoled himself by the Mabul was a consolation to him, or that he regretted that he did the Mabul. Rashi learns that even though this pasuk is written prior to the Mabul, it's referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu's, again, when we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the right word, Kadosh Baruch Hu's feelings after the Mabul. Was it a feeling of consolation or a feeling of regret? I'd just like to finish this Gemara. Ki Yasser Abdim Yomer, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yofa Asisi. It was good that I did the Mabul. Shetekanti Lem Kvaris Baretz, that I prepared to them graves in the land. Meaning it was a good idea to wipe out the world and start again. My Mashma Ksiv Hocha Vayinochem Hashem, Ksiv Hasem Vayinochem Aysam, he consoled them, Vayidaber Alibam, and he spoke to their heart. It was not a good idea, Shekhanta Lamukhars Bart. I should not have brought a Mabul. So there's two different approaches. Ramban doesn't like Rashi's chat. Ramban doesn't like Rashi's chat. Because Rashi seems to be learning that Vayinochem is being written after the Mabul, and the Pasuk is written before the Mabul, so therefore he has a whole different shot in the Gemara. But Rashi seems to learn it's the Pasuk describing, quote unquote, again, Kaviyachu and Kadosh Baruch Hu's feelings after the Mabul. Rashi. It's Rashi, Kinechan Yafa Sisi, Shibati Derech Rishom Kizer, that I destroyed the Rishom in this way. Lo Yafa Sisi, Devshar Yechayzim, perhaps they still would have done Shuba. Yes.
It's a problem in Achdus.
Yes.
You said earlier there's an opinion that one of the reasons Noach could not have been destroyed himself is because there would have been no one left. What would have prevented God from creating another creature?
Nothing. Nothing. Except for some reason, and don't ask me why, he wanted to maintain this world in a changed way rather than start again from fresh. I don't know why. But it's clear in the Mabul that the Mabul is a new and an old. It's a new world and an old world at the same time. Many changes. The Sepurim says that before the Mabul, there was a constant spring in the world. No change of seasons.
Well, it's just kind of damning Noah with faint praise by saying, well, you're the best.
Yeah, well, we're going to be busy doing that in the rest of the Amid as well. He's going to be given a carrot, and you know, be treated in a... And then, exactly. We're not in an unclear fashion the rest of the way. And Chazal seemed to treat him that way. That, you know, he is and he isn't, he is and he isn't. They, you know, like, again, why exactly, I don't know, but that's, I mean, obviously Chazal read him that way, and that's...
How could Sapuna say that? Gracious says it could be winter, that be cold.
That's after the Mabul.
Embracious?
It's a Nayach. It's not embracious. That's the support of what he's saying. That's written after the Mabul. He says before the Mabul was only spring, and after the Mabul became the six seasons. And he says before the Mabul there was no need to eat meat because people could get all the nutrition without meat. After the Mabul, people need meat. Before the Mabul, the world was not on an axis, he says. Again, I don't know how exactly axis affects things. After the Mabul, the world was put on an axis. He says many changes that occurred in the physical world. That's why people started living less. This was all part of the change in the Mabul. So with the old world in a new order, the Arachaim says, then the Parashat Bereishis, for the Mabul there was an abundance of Midas Arachmim and very little Midas Hadin. After the Mabul, it was more, not even, but there was more Midas Hadin in the world. And therefore there was punishment, Yisurim, and early death. All those things that did not happen in Midas Arachmim started happening after the Mabul, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to up the din and lower the Rachmim. That would keep the world more in shape.
According to the
Rambam. Sorry? Right. But I wonder if that means seasons. Meaning seasons and temperature. Longer nights and longer days. I know the Sipurnu means 12-hour days and 12-hour nights. Or he means seasons. There was always Los Angeles weather. You mean always constant spring weather.
Axis,
okay. Thanks for explaining to me. Yes.
On
a
question of regret.
You know, that's what I'm ignoramus. Yes.
Could the word regret be interpreted as him regretting the necessity of doing this rather than wishing?
No, Rashi seems to say, he said, maybe I should have waited longer for tshuva. That's how Rashi lived.
What happened to all the things that were created that changed the situation?
What do you mean, what happened to them?
No, but it seems that God, in all the previous worlds, were they also created at that time?
I don't know what happened in the previous worlds. I only know about this world.
No, it seems that when you were talking about that Hashem really wanted this world to work, it seems that He created a lot of things there that were intended for this world. He created the piyots, and He created the ram by the Akeda. He created that this world was going to have a lot of things that were going to be needed for this.
Well, maybe they would have been needed before the Mabul as well. Yes.
Those things that were created were all created after the Chet of Adam Rishon. I've always understood that.
Right, that was created after the Chet of Adam Rishon. That's true. But it would have been needed even without a Mabul. I'm just talking about the structural, physical change in the world after the Mabul. It has nothing to do with the Piyos and then the Be'er and the thing. He's saying if he would have destroyed the world and started fresh, I have no idea.
Well,
if he would have destroyed the world and started fresh, we wouldn't have known about the Piyos that was created in Shesh and Mevresh.
It seems that he created these things because they were needed for this world that was going to be successful.
Well, so he made it work. I mean, you know, again, Harvey's question was, why didn't he start again? The answer to that is, I don't know. Yes?
I mean, it all depends on how you understand the Tatka generations.
Fine, okay. I really don't want to go into Kabbalah.
Yeah, no,
now.
I don't
want to
go into
it. Fine, okay. Tatka Gemara Vayter.
It's right there.
Ayla told us, Nayach, Nayach.
Forms carbon was on the table then.
Nayach's carbon. After the table.
See, a form of Vina found the Kanapaswak. It's just that we're from the you may.
Oh, I mean, that's a good question. Where was it? The title is, if an Eretz Yisrael. This is, it's interesting because the Gemara in Sizvachim, which talks about the problems, doesn't mention that animal. The Gemara talks about other beings being saved with a Mabul through a Nes. The Gemara does not talk about the Isle, the ram of Avraham Avinu, which is created Sheshes to Mevreshes, does not say it survived the Mabul. Now, it goes into back what it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the ram, the Sheshes to Mevreshes. Does it mean that the ram was in existence in its current form? Does it mean the power? I don't know. It takes my feet off the ground, and once my feet off the ground, I don't know what I'm talking about, so therefore, I defer. That was in the table? Perhaps. I have no reason to say it wasn't. Maybe. Maybe it was one of the two in the table. One of the seven. Yes.
One doesn't have to go too far off there. There's a question of Gemara which says that there was no flood in the.
No, but that very same Gemara says that the water came there anyway, from everywhere else. There was no rain in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is Vachem. And the Gemara is Arichas and says, so what if there was no rain? Still flooded.
Okay,
I remember. The Gemara asked this question, this very question, even going to Mount Amun, it says there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael.
I remember exactly that.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Elu told us, Nayach Nayach Yisadik, Tamim Hoya B'day Reisav. Am Rabbi Yechanan B'day Reisav, V'loi B'day Reisav Acherim. He was a tzaddik in his generation. In other generations, he not necessarily would have shown as a tzaddik. Shlach Gashama B'day Reisav, Koshkim B'day Reisav Acherim. in his own generation, for sure, in other generations. Now, most, I shouldn't say most, I didn't take a head count. Many Mepharshim learn that these are not contradictory. They both agree to each other. He would have been a much bigger tzaddik in a generation of tzaddikim, but he would not have been as great as an Avraham Avinu, even in a generation of tzaddikim. Meaning, both are true. Put him in an environment of tzaddikim, he would have been great, but he still wouldn't have been Avraham Avinu. They combine both. He would have been greater, but not as great as the others. That's what's implied in B'daraisa.
What happens that Avraham did not, seems to know who Noach and Shem were, that he had his Gorashim by himself? They overlapped.
And passionate is that Shem did not go around teaching people about Hashem. Shem lived in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu grew up in Ur Kasdim. Avraham Avinu did not know Shem firsthand until he got to Eretz Yisrael. He might have heard of the existence of him, but he didn't know him, and he didn't go to his yeshiva, and Shem did not open up a satellite yeshiva nor Kasdim and spread the name of Hashem.
The stories of Noach and Mabel didn't exist?
They did. It was a great flood, and it was a... Again, the Dar HaFlunga lived at the time of Avraham Avinu was 48, and they decided that they were going to stop the next Mabel from happening. So, 52 or 48?
He was born in
1948. By 52,
I'm sorry.
No, Rabbi, the Torah is a lesson book.
Torah is eternity, yes.
Okay, so what does it really matter who Noach was?
It seems that it's very important for us to know who Noach was. Because it seems that it helps us understand the Mabul and helps us understand why Noach was saved, helps us understand why he was saved, the way he was saved, all kinds of different, imagine what Chumash Drushes would be like for a few weeks if you didn't have all this knowledge about Noach. I didn't mean it as a joke. I mean, I said it jokingly, but I meant to say is there's so many lessons to be learned and so much to be derived from the Mabul and Noach being saved and how Noach was saved, with the Teva, and how the Teva took long to build, and why he was put through this, and why he had to provide for all the animals. All those,
that's
important to know who Noach was. Had Noach been an Avraham Avinu, perhaps there would have been a different world. Had Noach risen to the level of an Avraham Avinu, perhaps there would have been no Mabul.
Are there any other, I mean, I'm going to Tanakh now, in my head, and we can finish soon, that we actually take people and we paskin, this is who you are.
And we've been doing it a whole chalik. We've been engaged in that since Dab Tzadi.
Okay,
18 blot, to be exact.
Okay, that's good.
We've been doing this the whole time. We've been defining people. Now, can I define people? No, because I was defining people.
Was Noach a different type of person? Was he no longer Tzadi after the Mabul?
Why are we saying that?
I'm asking.
Why even?
Because he became Esau Adama afterwards.
So therefore what? That doesn't, it means he made a mistake.
So he was still Tzadik.
Why not? Why not say that? Chazal don't say not. We are limited by Chazal's interpretation. So we can't, we're not going to sit here and psychoanalyze Noach and come up with a conclusion. As I once heard from Rabbi Meir Wein, he says, we try to figure out what the Torah says, and they try to figure out what color pants Noach wore. It doesn't bother us what color, we're only saying what Chazal tells us about Noach. We're not interested in anything. We can't speculate and make Noach into something else. Chazal say he was a tzaddik, not as great as Avraham, and he would have been greater, and not as great. But that's it. That's all we know about him.
It just seems he didn't influence anybody after Dar Mabul.
Again.
It's just very strange.
Fine. Okay. So that's why we have Chazal. We go by what they say, and we don't say things on our own, because we are purely speculative. Yes?
In my profession, there's an axiom that you don't diagnose somebody unless you see them in person.
Well, Chazal say that also. He's done a lot of the fun of. Because, again, if Chazal is interpreting, we have no right to interpret. Yes.
The long one is the quote from Rewind, the quotes from the Brisker of the they turned the ovens into Bubbies and Zadies, and then they ask questions.
Now, to give my advice. I'm Rabbi Chanina Marshall, Rabbi Yechon Ma'ad, Rabbi Taima, what's Rabbi Yechon comparable to? Le Chavi Shiyayin Shay Semenechet, the Ma'atim Shochemetz. A barrel of wine in a basement full of vinegar. Amongst the vinegar, the wine smells good. Put it amongst good fake goods, fragrant, smelling, pleasant fragrances of other wines, this wine would be lost. That's the way to look at it from Rabbi Yechon's perspective. From Rabbi Yechon, most of the Shlokish Lamadav Adema, the Stuchas of Hayatan. It is a jug of Pashtas, we learn, that's a farsim, and usually Hayatan is translated as balsam. Rashi here says it's not balsam. Ashayasim Menachas and Malkam Atinaifas, that's in a dirty place. And Kaima Rechonaitav, amongst the dirt, it really has a balsam fragrance. Right? But the Koshkim and Malkam Abaisam, take it away from the dirt, the fragrance would be even stronger. That's Rashi. Plaiton, Payatun, Koshkin, I'm sorry. Iluay Bedayas Akhairam Haytadik Yaisa, Payatun, Baisim, Sharech, and Naida, Paina of Arsaman. Makifa is right. Tatukmar Vaiter, Bayimakas Kayakuma, Shepne Adama, Shemu, wiped out all standing things in the ground. Question is, why were the animals killed? Im other Chata Behema Machata. What was the sin of the animal? Tanamisham Rabishum and Karaka, Marshal Adam Shasa Chupa Lubnai, Biskim Kamine Suda. Person made a chupa for his son and prepared a beautiful meal. The Yama Mezunai. However, his son died. I'm sorry, let me just finish the sentence. His son died. Amadu Pizar is chupasai. He went and just threw everything out. Amakluma Sisel Beni, the Bishop Beni, this all was for my son. Aksum Shemes Chupa Lamali. Afakarish Borokom and Klum Brasi Behem of the Chayab Shul Adam. Aksha Adam Chayte Behem of the Chayab Lamali. The way the Mepharshim explain it is that man's evil affected the animals. The Rebbeinu Shlom did not want to start the world again with these kind of animals that had been affected by man's evil. Therefore, the only animals that were saved, the ones led into the teva that did not get affected by evil, or the fish, which did not get affected by evil. As we're going to learn momentarily, the fish did not die. Anything that man affected, all the way down, as the Beis HaLevi points out, to the three tfachim of the ground that were wiped away with the mabul, because man's evil permeated society. Permeated the world. It became a world affected by evil. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, these all existed for man. Man sinned, man ruined them. They have no reason to be here. So we're going to start again. We're going to have the non-evil animals. And the Mepharshim say that part of the keeping the animals in the teva for 12 months was a learning process. The Meshech Chochma says it was a 12-month education process for animals. Not to engage in bestiality, not to tame them from their uncontrolled behavior, un-animal-like behavior, meaning they didn't even behave like themselves, and bring them back to be who they were. That's how the Meshech Chochma learns the 12 months did for the animals. He says that there's a shot in the Gemara coming up. And that was the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't need these kind of animals. They're not servicing man anymore. Man ruined, they're ruined, we'll start again. Yes, Avi.
My
that was the idea.
I'll rephrase my kasha then.
What's happening?
Because the Gemara before said the animal sinned. So what
right, this is all the before I should ask this question.
So what? Here I go again. What's the kasha makata? The Gemara before said that they sinned.
Right, so all the before I should ask you a question. The prevalent answer given is the Gemara before said that the animals did sin. And here the Gemara says, Abehema makata. The question is, the concept of sin doesn't exist by animals. They were not mitzvahs, shevim mitzvahs, b'nei nayach, nor in tayag mitzvahs. They're not people. They're instincts. They're not bali b'chira. Why in the world are they getting punished? Why are they being liberated? You're right. They did act.
I'm just asking on the lashon.
Right. So they engaged in what we consider sin. But l'maisa, you can't blame them, call them sinners. A two-year-old that turns on the light on Shabbos is engaged in an act of sin, but you can't call him a sinner.
This word is used to execute.
Yes, so the Gemara before explained that they were caught up in the...
But that's, they're not mitzvah in that. They're instinctive. They don't act with bechira. So why are we wiping away the animals? The answer is, they were ruined. Man ruined the animals. Man created an environment, these animals no longer...
Right, that, so they were ruined, so that they had to be either re-educated or... But the Gemara's teretz, or the way your Hezra, the teretz doesn't answer the kasha.
It does. It says, Behema Makata, animals didn't do anything wrong that they should be punished.
But they are now, their species is ruined.
Talk to Gemara, because now that Akshav Sha'adam Chayte, Behema V'chaya Lomali, it doesn't sound like the way you're granted. Pashim Shat in the Gemara is that the whole purpose of man, animals to serve man. Man's not around, I don't need animals. But I explained it the way some of Pashim explained it to avoid the issue that That is, I don't need these kind of animals. By the way, the Ramban, this is one of the two pshat on why meat became mutter to Avnayach. Why was meat forbidden to Adam Rishon? He wasn't allowed to eat meat, kill and eat, and Nayach was allowed to kill and eat. There's two answers given in the Rishonim that I'm aware of. There's a Purna who says that meat wasn't necessary prior to the Mabul, and became necessary post-Mabul because of the decline in the environment. And the Ramban who says the animal was created before man, and therefore man had no right to kill animal. But once the animal was saved in the schus of Nayach, now animal was much more subordinate to man, and therefore man has the right to kill animals. That's how the Ramban explains it, based on this Gemara. It says, "After Shadam Chayit Behem Vechayit Lomali," and Nayach saves whatever animals get saved. Yes.
Okay. If a man trains a dog to be vicious, it's not the dog's fault.
That's what exactly I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but with regards to creation, the whole world was subordinate to man before he was.
To an extent, but since they're so the Ramban says, since they were created before man, man had no right to kill them. That was not given to them. Whereas if they're saved because of man, man gets a right to kill them.
That's the common.
Right.
These animals that they used for the twos, the sevens, whatever, that was just a lucky draw, right?
No, we're going to look. It came to the. We're going to look. Your mom is going to get there. The Gemara is going to discuss it.
But I would like to come.
But why don't we let the Gemara take its thing first and then we'll listen to you? It'll be much more educational at that point.
Then maybe I won't have anything to say then.
That might be true also.
We'll take that.
Mikael Hashem b'charav ha-meisu. But like Dagim Shabayam, fish did not die. Obviously, they were insulated from being affected by human beings. Dagim Shabayam, in case you might have seen it, says in the Pasuk, Kalu apnei mayim. Their light on the face of the water. To kula ucho kasam ba'aretz. Their share in the world was cursed. Tzadik gave mussar to the people before the Mabul. He told them, do tshuva. He will bring the Mabul upon you. And he will make your dead bodies float on the water kazikin like
leather bags.
You will be light on the water. The future generations will curse people by saying, you should end up like the people of the Mabul. They did not stop going through the vineyards. Now, the next three, four words, or five words are removed from the Gemara. The God takes it out. So they said to Nayak, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy us, why ain't he doing so? If you're right, why is it not happening? Amar Lohem, pray to Achas Yeshti Lohaitzim Mekam. Kadosh Baruch Hu still has to remove one bird, Mr. Shelach HaTzadik. He's not supposed to die in the Mabul, and the Rabbani Shalom does not want to shorten his life. When he dies, the Mabul will come. That's the only hesitation from the Mabul coming is because Mr. Shelach is still alive. And as long as Mr. Shelach is alive, there ain't no Mabul. Amrullah, in case they told him, we will not clear out the way of the Kremen, meaning we will still go in the way of the Kremen. The way of the Kremen is, you climb between vines, and there are thorns and thistles, and you don't care. It's not a regular path. People don't usually travel Derech HaKremen. Derech HaKremen is the crooked way of going to things. And they're saying, we're going to still live our crooked lives, we will continue maintaining Derech HaKremen, we will not be affected by your Musa, we just don't believe it. Rashi. Obviously, that's not a true statement. He did not daven for them, they say. He did not do tefillah for them. That seems to be.
Giving him very nice mustard.
He gave them mustard, the whole building and a table. They came to him, why are you building the table? He gave them mustard. They didn't accept it.
There are various styles of. There's some Rosh Yeshivas that give strong musr, and there's some Rosh Yeshivas that give.
I don't believe Chazal. Again, my knowledge of Chazal is very limited. I don't believe there's a Chazal that says he didn't give the musr. There's a Chazal that says he didn't daven for them. There might be Mepharshim that say he didn't educate them. You know, there's. Yeah, you know, you can give a whole shiur now on how to get people to do the right thing. But
I don't want to inspire Chazal, but I don't want to use the word nitpicking. But he's acting like a Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, he's giving shmusin every week.
I know, but the Yeshiva is also teaching Gemara. He's also educating. If a Rosh Yeshiva would just get there every week and scream at the students and not educate them the rest of the week, I don't know how far he would get either.
But don't we have a pasuk that says that he went into the
teva
because the water is indicating that he didn't
necessarily wholeheartedly believe? Right, that's what the Gemara says.
And can't we take this to say, well, he wasn't doing it wholeheartedly?
That's how Rabbi Yechanan, the same Mandi Amar who says that he went in not wholeheartedly, and the same Mandi Amar here to Tebet that right stuff, had he been in a bigger tzaddik generation, he wouldn't have counted as much. That's what they say his approach is. He was not. It's hard for us to explain it, but that's what it seems to be saying. There are mafarshim that learn not that way in that chazal. They learn the Nayach had thought at the end of the day Kadosh Baruch Hu would back off and not kill out the Mabul. Not that he didn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring a Mabul, but that he just thought when push comes to shove, it's not, you know, he'll have Rachmanos in the world. That's how some want to learn. He was Mitani Amona because that is, you know, push comes to shove, either people are going to see the handwriting on the wall when it starts raining, they'll do tshuva, or Kadosh Baruch Hu will just say, I'm not destroying my world. That's what some want to learn in that Rashi, which doesn't make it that he didn't believe, it just makes it that it's very hard not to believe when Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to you. So they want to say to him, that is, he thought that the Midas HaRachim and Kadosh Baruch Hu would say at the end of the day, I'll give him another chance.
I heard him in the name of Shea, that's why he was unsuccessful in making anyone any about tshuva. If you don't believe something yourself.
Who said this?
Shea. If you don't believe something yourself, you'll never be able to convince someone else to
that. A bit. It's true.
I'm only trying to delay the mob with cousins to show off.
It's 10 days. You might as well talk about it in Amid Bay.
That was for the...
Davelis, right. Rashi, Makipa Matzah Flo, Kamayasav Abad, we never come from. Bezikinitis. Who's going to stop him? We'll not clear out the way of the vineyards. We'll keep on going at them. We will not go through the well-trodden way, path. We will not turn away from our going wrong. We'll keep on messing up, drunk and shubashim, messed up with thorns of akonim and thistles, can shvili krumim. That's a Gemara right.
So, when they ask this thing about the krumim, this is after the 120 years?
It seems that towards the end of the 120 years.
I mean, the rest of the time.
I don't know. Darish Rava Maidel Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Lapid Buz La'ashtus. A flaming, I can use help here.
Flame is scorned by those with complacent dreams.
Right. Lapid buzz. Lapid is the flame. Buzz is the scorn. Va'ashtoist by those with complacent dreams. Shannon, that are complacent dreams. Va'ashto shannon. Nochoin, they are prepared. Lamoya de rego to the happenings of
stumbling feet.
Malamed chay neich hatzadik makriach oisam neich hatzadik gave them musar. He told them things that were as strong as flames. They embarrassed him. They mocked him. Why are you building this teva? What kind of mabul is he going to bring? We have this thing called aliyasa. It's a flame retardant. It stops fire from spreading. Maybe if he's going to try to bring his water, maybe if he's going to bring it from the underground, we have metal covers, waterproof covers, that we will cover as aretz. We will cover the sources of water, and they will not come out. We can protect ourselves. We have these things that can keep the rain from penetrating. We basically can insulate ourselves from any happening in society. If he wanted to, he could bring it from your own body. He could turn your body into a source of destruction. Prepare it to the stumbling feet. Thoughts. They sit complacently. They think bad thoughts. Fire cannot burn it. They wanted to be to use your own body fluid and destroy you with your own body fluid. If you wanted to, you can make your water, your feet be a source of water. If I write that, you wouldn't be able to cover that with metal. Again, we see clearly the Dar HaMabu had this concept that we can divorce ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can run our world and we can protect ourselves from, we don't need him for our good, and we can protect ourselves from his wrath. And we are, the man is supreme, man is all powerful, man has all kinds of inventions that can stop anything. And the Mabul was to let him know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You cannot protect yourself from what the Rabbani Shlomo wants. That's the Gemara by Tamar Rav Chisda. Right? Sorry? Tanya, sorry. Hey, man, Mabul custom to Sheikh Vazera. The water of the Mabul was thick and hot. Sheikh Vazera texture. Shanama Nachon Lamoy de Rego prepared for the stumbling feet. It did Arveira with heat. They were punished with burning hot water. The water calmed down. The anger calmed down. Now, anger is heat. And calm down means calm down from heat. Same thing, the water cooled off. Rashi, Sheikh Vazari writes him for oven haya. It was hot and thick. Oven like a sinam pirshu. Oven is not the Gemara, just the explanation of what it means for Sheikh Vazari. Hamas HaMelech Shechoch HaNochem HaRaschai, calm down from his anger. Buhat HaKinami Mayim, Nochem HaRaschem, the water calmed down from their heat. Yes.
Remember you said that Noach, according to one opinion, did not want to daven for them, right?
He didn't daven for them.
Is that because he felt that he wasn't Roy?
I don't know. It's a tine on him. I think the supporter brings it down as a tine on him.
How can it not be a tine? But I'm saying it because if you learn that he was just saved because he was just happy to be the whatever.
I mean, I'm not here to judge and I'm not telling you what to do, but did you daven for the Iranians? Yeah, that's what I daven for them also.
Yeah.
But do you daven for the Iranians? I'm trying to figure out, like, you're having it, we're analyzing Nayak now. Let's talk about ourselves for a second. I'm not saying we're mechuyev to daven for the Iranians. I also daven for the Iranians every day in Luam Al-Shidim. But I'm talking about, do you daven for the Afghans? For the Pakistanis? I mean, exactly who do you daven for in your tefillos?
Are you wrong for not davening for them?
I didn't say that. I don't know what the requirement. I'm just saying, we're analyzing, sitting here in Nayak, analyzing that he didn't daven there. Avraham Avinu davened for his night.
Why is Rebbe asking
why
myself?
Why am I not wrong?
I daven for the Iranians every day. I just said that before. I mean, I have a whole list for them. Because they're bothering Gittin, and that's the difference. That's the difference.
And we're not diving for the people who are dying throughout the world who are in the Sahara Desert or something?
If they're not bothering Yidden, you should daven for them. If they're a thorn in Yidden's side and they want Yidden killed, you should also daven for them in a different bracha. The difference is that the Nayach's people weren't bothering Nayach. They weren't standing in his way. And the people that we don't daven for are people that are standing in the way of Klal Yisrael. They would like to see Klal Yisrael destroyed. We're not davening for their welfare. Zayim wasn't doing anything against Avraham Avinu. It was, they were living a life that was anti his life, but that they weren't bothering him. So he davened to them that they should do tshuva, he davened that they should be saved. But people that are bothering Gideon are not in that part of our tefillah. They're in a different part of our tefillah.
Well, what's the Rashi that says that We can't wait to break down the Teva and kill him? That's why it says Hashem had to protect him. Because
that is true also. I mean, at that point, I don't know if there's a Taina. Maybe the Taina is before. I don't know at what point the Taina is that he didn't daven on them. Again, we're talking about people that are so much bigger than we are. That, you know, for us to sit here and, you know, and analyze them is very difficult. We just take the words of Chazal.
What did Mr. Shalach do in the meantime?
I have no idea. Big Tariq. He's the longest one, the longest life mentioned in the Torah. the Midrashim about people that live longer, but if one mentions the Torah as living the longest, it's Mr. Sella.
We don't know if he's diving for the people. Or
doesn't say anything about him that I know of, except that he died right before the Mabul started.
Do we know how he was decided?
Again, it doesn't say anything about him that I know of, except that he died before the Mabul started. All I know about him. I could write a whole storybook, but I'll make it all up. I don't like to do that. That's the Gemara right. Was at the end of 7 days and the Mabul started. Mativim Shashivas Hayamim. What are these 7 days? Hashem has said 120 years. What are these 7 days? Amar Avelu Yemei Avelus Shemeshuselach. These were the days of Avelus and Meshuselach L'Lametlash Hespedim Shul Tzadikim Ma'atvanis Aparanis Mabay. The honor of Tzadikim is not only during their lifetime, but even during their 7 days of Avelus. Their honor, they should be eulogized, is enough to delay a Mabul. A Mabul has to come to the world. The Tzaddik is no longer here. He died. But there's still honor that has to be given to that Tzaddik, and that will delay the Mabul to come for a week. The Shivas, Shishina Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzei Debreishis. In those 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the order of the first 7 days of creation. The Shivas Hayamim is the contrast. These 7 days and the original 7 days of creation. That week, the sun rose in the west. 7 days, because Shabbos is also Micheshis Yemei Breishis. It's not days of creation, but Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Menucha that goes into that Shaila. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that week had the sun rise in the west and set in the east to show them that the world is changing. Wake up, smell the coffee. He gave them 120 years, and he said, I'll give you one more chance for a week. Those 7 days, they were showered with good that they never had had before. It was good that the world had never seen before or had seen since. They should be aware of what good they could have if they do tshuva. And of course, they didn't interpret it that way, and they didn't do tshuva. The Trashi, Sidrei Breishis, finally the Shivas Hayam, say the Shivas Yimei Breishis, Shinalem. Shem changed the order of Shivas Yimei Breishis. Man Kotnak is Man Gadol, B'tchil Amelem, V'hoyam of Mei Veshem Shana. Shabbat is Man Zeh, when the 120 years passed, Eloi Shavu L'tayva, Chaz V'kav Elem, Man Kotn, he gave them another short time. He was recognized as a tzaddik. Whether he was recognized as the tzaddik as opposed to Nayak, I don't know.
It apparently the belt mourned for him 7 days.
Yeah. Yes.
And did he ever say Musr to them?
Again, I don't know anything about Mishra Selach. Nothing. All I know about Mishra Selach is he died a week before the Mabul. That's all I know about him. And they lived for 970 years. More than that, I know nothing.
970 years or more.
What?
Mishra Selach.
Where?
About it. Yeah, why couldn't Hashem?
No, he says a whole different chapter. Gemara Yadrama. He argues. He argues the whole Girsa. But we're learning Rashi's Girsa. He has a whole thing that Hashem said, I'm waiting for Nayak so I can save the world with Nayak's Chus. He doesn't learn it during a Mishra Selach, pray the Achas.
Right.
Hashem is telling Mishra
Selach. Because of that, he learned Mishra Selach gave Musa to everybody.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, it's true. But again, he has a different Girsa than our Gemara. I saw that Yadrama. Yeah. Yes.
One wonders if Devarach in the second shot skipped the verse Vayishvan Yishurim Pivat.
No, it didn't. It just the Kodesh Baruch Hu tries in all different ways. Sometimes this works, sometimes that works. Yes.
Do we understand from this that people pre-Mabul were God's believing people? They just thought that there were limits on what this particular God could do?
You know, again, I'm speculating. To me, I think it sounds like 2011. And let me try to explain myself. Where the society as a whole believes in God, but has this belief that humans can stop almost anything and control everything. We can make it snow now, and we can stop this, and we can stop that, and we can stop that. Believe in this man's power to be far greater than it really is. That's how I view pre-Mabul. You threaten them with something, they come up with a human protection of why they're going to be saved by it.
Their argument is not that there is no God.
No.
Their argument is we have methods.
Exactly. I think I agree with that. Except today, based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the meanest Hadin in the world, they have earthquakes and hurricanes and oil spills and all kinds of different things to remind them that they don't control everything. But in those days, there was no meanest Hadin. So there was no earthquake and no hurricane, nothing. Nothing unnatural disaster. There was no natural disasters. None of that. So all you had was threats of a natural disaster, which in their mind they felt they could totally control. So to me, I believe I view the belief system as similar to today. They believe in God. There is a God. But they believe that man can control things, and this can't happen, and that won't happen, and this one. And that's with natural disasters happening. We still try to think that we can ward off anything. And that's without natural disasters happening. Then for sure they believe that man is supreme and they can do everything. No, they served the Avodah Zarah. But Zarah did not mean denying God. They believed in deity, maybe more than one, maybe in delegation of authority, maybe all kinds of different CEOs kind of setup. But they believed in Avodah Zarah. But that had nothing to do with believing in God. You know?
Yeah, I understand. I don't mean the Avodah Zarah thinking you are more powerful. I'm thinking of it that they believe in...
They didn't believe in Hashem Achad. That they did not. No, they did have Avodah Zarah. But they believed that there is a God and but they thought that they can divorce themselves from anything that can happen to them. That's the Gemara advice.
So what does it change? I mean, isn't that exactly what one could say about the Yidden before the Korban Bayis Rishon? They also thought they had power to, and they had a lot of power. They could bring rain when they wanted it.
So what do you, I mean?
So what's changed?
There was a mob. There was a Korban. What do you want?
So what's new?
What's new is that the world never can go back to the bad of the previous to the Mabel. Because their level of bad was because there was no Midas Hadin at all. They lived longer, they lived healthy, whereas today, even people that sin are much more limited in the capacity to sin. The capacity to sin has been severely limited by shorter lifespans, not as healthy lifespans, and all kinds of things that are happening around them that prevent them from really... I mean, they're trying to do a good job at it anyway, but keeps them from really... indulging in sin to the degree of a pre-Dora Mabel world. Imagine the people who had 900 years to do what they're doing without any fear of illness, without any fear of any natural disaster. So, I mean, the amount of hate that could be done is like far greater, and that's exactly what happened.
According to the Rambam, only certain people live that long. The other people live a normal lifespan.
I don't know. Mashmah, I'm sorry?
I said we still procrastinate.
True.
Like Ron once said, whenever Shabbos comes, we're ready at the very last second.
Right, it always happens. Not to give my advice. Mikala Behemoth Tyrant, Tikkun Kulcha, Shiva Shiva, Ishva Ishtai. You know, there's a big machlokes, again, whether Shiva Shiva means 14 or Shiva Shiva means 7. It means 7 males, 7 females, or 7 total. Seems to be a machlokes. The Gemara does not get involved in that. The Gemara says, take Shiva Shiva. It's just the behemoth me. What do you mean, man and wife? Since when do animals have a relationship of husband and wife? It means that they stuck to their own kind. That's all it means. But now, how did Nayak know this? He brought him in front of the teva. Kosh ha-teva kol tassai, v'yiduish v'nevdim ha-maveira. Kosh en ha-teva kol tassai, v'yiduish v'nevdim ha-maveira. Basically, the teva had a no entry for those who did an aveira. It just worked up in ace. No way Nayef could have known this on his own.
He brought a million animals.
No, he didn't. He only brought the kosher ones, they say. The non-kosher ones came on their own. Rashi says, me'aleim bo. The kosher ones he brought, and only the ones that didn't do an Aveira. So there's not that many kosher species. There's 10, to be exact.
And for the Tame animals?
They came on their own. Only those that did not sin.
He knew which ones were Tahar animals.
Yeah, Shalom Ad Nayak Tayra, Rashi says. Mikan Shalom Ad Nayak Tayra.
He knew which ones were kosher, but did he know which ones sinned?
Again, he only brought the kosher ones. That he had to bring 7. It was his job to line them up in front of the table.
And he knew which ones did do.
No, the Teva didn't let in those that didn't do a
Aveira. He brought a million.
See, I don't know why you have to say he brought a million. Maybe he brought 25.
Right, 25. But in other words, he didn't know either.
No. Whereas the non-kosher ones came themselves he didn't have to collect them, and they came to those that didn't do Aveira, and they walked into the day.
But that was
why did he have to bring the kosher one?
Because that was part of his Akravas HaKarban, is to go get a hold of it.
Yeah,
because the seven are for Akravas HaKarban. So there has to be Nayach's involvement in it from the very original.
Kosher animals that we don't have for a carbon.
Well, he brought all kosher animals for a carbon. He brought all kosher animals for a carbon and kosher birds. Now, kosher birds are much more difficult to get together because there are a lot of kosher birds out there. We don't know what they are because we have a Messiah on it, but there's a lot of kosher birds. I don't know how he did it. I guess he had a way of doing it.
Only 10 kosher animals?
10 kosher animals, correct. Shar, Seksavim, Seizim, Ayotzi, Viyachmur, Akkadish, and Sayyid Gamer. Tyra lists 10 kosher species. That's it. Now, I guess they each have, like, you know, there's like six kinds of goats, probably. The llama and the this and the that, but they're all in the goat family, you know, things like that.
But
not the llama. What's it called? What did I say wrong?
Llama.
Llama? What is it?
It's in the camel family.
It's in the camel family? I have no idea. Whatever it is, there must be different kinds of goats.
Seven.
All kinds of different kinds of sheep with hard wool and soft wool, the Gemara discusses. So there are different kinds of animals, but I don't know.
Seven was minimum, or seven was maximum?
There was no minimum maximum. He brought whatever the Rabbi Shem told him. It was 7 or 14.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that the other